The rise in Omicron cases recently now has businesses having to rethink how they're going to be handling their return to office and their office space. We obviously still don't know how, for certain the potential severity of Omicron, but companies have to be forward thinking and start to look ahead. Carol Goodman is partner at the firm of Herrick Feinstein, who focuses on employment law, and she joins us right now to discuss what employees maybe should be looking for. Carol, welcome back to the show. Happy holidays to you.
Thank you, Dan. You too.
So let me start. I mean, you guys are there in New York City, so and we know that the mayor there, de Blasio, is putting in a mandate for businesses there. What kind of impact is occurring in and around that specifically?
Well, Dan, as we know, we have some challenges coming up because in addition to the new variant and holidays, gatherings, travel, and the winter months, we businesses are faced with challenges to stay in business and to keep their workers safe. The federal mandate is on hold, which that would have been in place just about now. So the mayor did announce a mandate requiring all private sector employers, regardless of size, implement mandatory employee vaccines, and that would be effective December 27th. And that will, as I said, apply to businesses regardless of their size. The federal mandate was 100 plus employees. So it was large businesses.
So do you think in general we're going to see more employers around the country putting and implementing new rules, especially if we find out, you know, that Omicron is you know, just as potentially impactful as say the Delta variant?
I do. If laws place in time, that in a sense gives employers cover in a way from employees who, you know, are pushing back on vaccines or wearing masks or safety, you know, implementing and following safety standards. But many employers have taken matters in their own hands and have increased enforced safety standards on mandated vaccines or mandated testing. And they're going to continue to do so. And I think they're going to ramp up this month, regardless of whether the laws are put in place.
You know, one of the things we talked about earlier is that with these variants having come into the mix after coronavirus, started back in March of 2020, it's been a little bit of a moving target, for the government, for the Federal Reserve. So many different elements that we've seen, you know, being a moving target. And businesses really are at the core of this in the fact that they have, you know, had to put rules in place, but be able to be ready to adapt when necessary over the course of the last 21 months.
Yes. And when you compare where we are now to March of 2020, which seems to be a lifetime ago, we are in a better place. We have learned a lot. We have vaccines. We have safety standards, and we're following them. So whether it's a mandatory vaccine policy that's in place or mandatory testing, we are making sure that those safety standards are met. And many states, New York has New York Hero Act, many states have already implemented those safety standards. It could be as simple as face coverings if you're unvaccinated, if you're in close proximity. New York City, back in August, implemented that key to New York City, which was a mandate concerning indoor gatherings, whether it was a gym or a performance venue or indoor dining. And now that is about to be expanded. So in New York City, that those laws may be in by the holidays, but regardless, we are seeing businesses, they want to stay open, they need to keep their workers and patrons safe, and they are implementing mandates because the law allows them to do so. It allows the private sector to implement these policies.
So in your conversations with employers, are you hearing that they feel that that they are ready to, you know, successfully reopen their offices and have, you know, all of the standards and rules in place that they need to make sure that their offices are in good shape?
Not necessarily. I think that employers that have delayed time and haven't had to physically open yet are delaying that until after the holiday season and until these laws are a little more solidified. But then you have to think about all of the businesses that have been open this entire time, whether they're essential businesses, restaurants, or businesses that just require in-person presence. And they have been navigating this for 22 months or so. And so we do have policies in place. Some are mandatory vaccines with some exceptions for medical or religious exemptions. But for the most part, it's mandatory vaccines or mandatory testing. Not easy when you have a lot of employees to oversee that process. Employers who have been
what are the processes?
Time are, yeah, go ahead. Sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry. What are the processes that you found that really are working under the level of employment law that, you know, that other employers can really implement safely and successfully to make sure that their employees are in good shape?
Mandatory vaccines is the number one, two, and three. And if a company is able to do that, that is the safest policy that one can implement. You may not be able to do it. You may have a large part of your valuable workforce that refuses vaccines, and that may not be a possibility for some companies, in which case mandatory testing. And the mechanism is you have to figure out if it's weekly, if it's more than weekly, and how is that information going to be sent over to HR, kept as a medical record, kept confidential. And lastly, if there's an outbreak or somebody is tested positive, they need to leave the workplace, and you need to be able to contact whoever they have been in touch with to make sure they get tested immediately. So it is a process. And I'll add that in order to decide if you're going to implement a mandatory policy or testing, including preparing for the federal OSHA rule, you need to gather information, and sometimes that's gathering information from hundreds of employees as to their vaccine status, and that also has to be kept confidential and carefully tracked.
Let me get your thoughts on the Biden administration mandate and obviously the legal challenges to it, and where we stand with that right now and where you think it could be headed.
Well, it is held up in the courts right now, so the timeline is frozen in a sense. There was no implementation on the first step, which was December 6th. Arguments should be heard relatively soon, and for the most part, employers have been preparing for the implementation of this. And if you look on the OSHA websites, they are advising for employers to continue to prepare to implement. How do you prepare to implement? You gather information on employees' vaccine status, which one is entitled to do. Employers are entitled to do that. And start to decide, based on gathering that information, are you going to go with a mandatory policy for all or a testing alternative? And one thing that the OSHA rules will allow is the decision can be different depending on the functions of the employees or where they're located. So you may want a mandatory vaccine policy for your office in New York, and you may have an office somewhere else, and that office may be testing. And that's why polling employees and seeing where you stand is very important. If you realize that 99.9% of all of your employees are vaccinated, you're going to implement that mandatory vaccine.
Well, I've found it interesting that, you know, with the vaccination mandate that the Biden administration put in around the government agencies, and also those who do business with the government, how many businesses there are actually that were connected to that? I think it was a lot larger scale than a lot of people may have even figured.
Well, I think that's right. And there were different mandates for federal workers, and the same in states for city and state workers, and also for workers who are on the front line or healthcare workers, than just regular, plain old, you know, businesses that are opening or have been opened. So that's true. But what you're finding in the private sector, you really have, it's two different ways to look at it. You have your workforce and figuring out how to keep everybody in the workforce safe. But then you also have businesses with patrons and third parties and customers who are coming in and out. And it really is a challenge to pull that together. So an employer can have some control or actually control over the employees who work for them. But the third parties has been a challenge. And in New York City, and the New York City Key is really the first rule that I've known that really addressed that. Because anybody who's going into one of these venues, restaurants, gyms, performance venues, they have to be vaccinated. And that has also been expanded to include younger people and children. So that is
what kind
really
of
protecting both employees and patrons.
What kind of impact do you think that this new variant then could have on business, especially when you're talking about the holiday season right now, where, you know, so many businesses really rely on the month of December, you know, to make hay for the year. And then you also have to throw this, you know, in longer term, because every expert that kind of looks at this from the medical perspective says that, you know, we're going to be dealing with these variants in some form for a long period of time. So not only are these rules that are going to be put in place for the short term, these realistically may be rules that are going to be around with us for a long period of time.
Yes, it's true. And I would answer that by saying we've been doing a good job, and private sector employers have been doing what they can, and they are empowered with being able to implement and enforce these rules. During this holiday time, it is more of implementing these safety standards and enforcing them. Mandatory vaccine policies, boosters, if that makes sense. Testing is very important. You could ramp that up as well. It can be more than weekly. Requiring masks if you're in close proximity to somebody else, really important. And that should get you through the next few weeks.
And you think that businesses are at a point right now where they are set in terms of helping their employees out with the testing if they need to get it done, or, you know, giving them a path to go get the vaccine if necessary? We've gone far enough down the road now that businesses understand how important this component is to providing support for their employees.
Yes, I agree. And if you look at it practically, and we don't look at it politically or legally, businesses need to stay open. They need to stay in business. And that means safety of workers and patrons is paramount. So since employers are permitted to implement this and enforce the safety policies, they are doing so. And they are really taking measures into their own hands while waiting for these laws to be enacted.
Carol, great to have you with us as always. Thanks very much for a few moments.
Thank you so much. Nice to speak with you again.
You got it. Carol Goodman, who is a partner at the firm of Herrick Feinstein, focused on employment law. We will take a break. When we come back, a couple bits of news that have hit the headlines since we started the show. We will bring you those. And as well, we recap the show with some of the highlights, things that our guests have said over the course of these 2 hours as well. We'll do all of that when we continue Wharton Business Daily here on Sirius XM 132.